Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
Every human being is unique in their own special way. That is part of the laws of the universe. Poetry distinguishes that uniqueness and embraces it through words. The true essence of poetry is to capture all the different traits of humanity by putting them into words. Ingrained and hidden deep in poets' words lie the basic foundation for humanity. In order to be an extraordinary person, you have to do extraordinary things. A true artist is able to capture the time they are in and express it to future generations through words in such a way that inspire hope and new ideas. We all learn from one another's struggles and our mistakes. Gilbert Sines, spiritually reincarnated to that place. And my name is Gilbert Sines, and this show is called Spiritually Reincarnated, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And this is 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. Everybody is welcome here. Spiritually reincarnated is kind of a movement. And I believe in unity with everybody, no matter what race, what gender you prefer, what religion you're in. You know, I believe we all have one basic thing. We're all beings of God, and we should unite together. And speaking of that, a lot of my poetry I write in my dreams. And this poem that I want to start you guys out with tonight is a dream-based poem. And this is about heaven. I believe I dreamed about heaven, and I explained what it looks like in this poem. And it's called A Day in Heaven. If I could spend a day in heaven, how would it be? Having God's love flowing all around me, my soul will be set free, and I would know how it feels to be happy. I would be engulfed by love from the Holy Spirit's light. I would rest my head on Jesus' chest every single night. I would no longer have to choose between wrong and right, and there would be no difference between black and white, the endless amount of love flowing in the air, the peace I get from just having God right there. A day in heaven I patiently await, where I'm free from sin and away from hate. I could hear the most beautiful sounds that I've ever heard before, and every time I look up, I would see eagles soar. Time in heaven would not exist, and I would be free from this world's hate and all the bitterness. I would look down on life with a different perspective. And I would learn to live for a new objective. That place called heaven is located way up above. It consists from the image of God's beautiful love. I would see the most beautiful places that I could never forget. And I'm free from pain and free from regret. My mind will continue to go as I discover things that I didn't know while my spirit continues to grow. A day in heaven, how would it be? I would see through God's eyes and live for eternity. Everything that I would love would be close by. I could fly, and I won't have to be afraid to die. The legacy that I created will continue to stand tall, and I will get back up every time I fall. Heaven is a dimension beyond time and space, where all your problems disappear without a trace. We are all brothers and sisters in God's mighty family, and the love we have for God will live for eternity. This earth is filled with misery and disgrace. There has to be a better place where we can escape these hard times we face. Imagine a place where your voice will never be silenced, where you live in peace and free from violence. Everyone in heaven will not be fake, and I can sit and talk with God by a beautiful lake. A day in heaven, how would it be to feel God's mercy and not have to worry about anyone ever judging me? The angels would fly on the highways between the mountain peaks. You can hear the water flowing down the creeks. I choose to walk this path all alone as I wait for God to take me back home. A day in heaven, how would it be? I don't know, but I'll find out eventually. That poem is called A Day in Heaven, and it's in my new book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. And this next poem I'm going to do a love poem. And this one I wrote about 2 years ago, and it's called Unconditional Love. It doesn't matter to me whatever you went through. Until my end of days, I promise to always love you. Nobody can imagine what I went through as the wind of time mercilessly blew. I promise one day I'll drop to one knee, and casually I will ask you to marry me. I don't care who you've been with or what you have done. I will never love you any less because you are the one. Unconditional love with somebody I can cherish. A fire that will burn long after we both perish. Her love is the glue that holds my heart together. A bond so strong that will last forever. There is one thing that you should know about me, is that I'm capable of loving you unconditionally. I really don't care about your sexual history, and what happens next is the only thing that matters to me. All I want for you is to hold me tight, because searching for you has been such a hard, bitter fight. Her body feels so wet and tight. Our bodies unite. We are two lost souls inside the cold, dark night. Unconditional love, a bond that can never be broken, as we both watch the sun come up over the ocean. You have no idea of the hell I went through, but it was all worth it once I found you. Unconditional love that has been reincarnated, a bond so strong it can't be separated. This love started out as just a fling, like a spark igniting a fire in the middle of spring. She is the only thing, and I hope that she can understand that I can't imagine the sight of seeing her with another man. Sometimes I feel so alone, Her love is the closest thing that feels like home. We are two lost souls seeking God's kingdom. Unconditional love that matters so much to me. Her love is so pure, lasting through eternity. She is like a golden pearl washing up in the shore. I can love her in a way no man has ever loved her before. I would share with her God's love as it flows through me. Together we can both come alive spiritually. All the love poems I write, they are all about her. As the echoes of time continue to whisper, every poem that I write, I mean every word, from every adjective to every single verb. Unconditional love that will never die. Through God's love, it will only multiply. In this life, there are many different types of love, and I promise to be loyal to you even after push comes to shove. I promise that I will love her unconditionally, the type of love that will reincarnate for eternity.
God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick. Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
As species, we evolve, acquiring knowledge upon our state of consciousness, learning from past generations, passing down hypotheses that can either be validated or rescinded. It is in our nature as human beings to want to be able to explain the unexplainable, describe the inscribable. The very fabric of human nature is in the here and now. While we are beings, and we are living in a state of consciousness, we must make the most of time, which acts like a barrier and limits us. Our human body will eventually shed, releasing our souls to be free. Our souls are energy, and according to the laws of thermodynamics, energy never dies. It is constant. Spiritually reincarnated through the outro, Gilbert signs that plate coming out, I don't know when, maybe early next year or maybe the end of this year. Speaking of which, we're going to go to a serious matter here. This is called suicidal warfare, and this has to do with anybody that took their life. There's a little story about this poem. I was actually... I live in a house where somebody here was a friend of ours who took his life at the same church I go to. And for some reason, I couldn't sleep one night. And I just ended up going to that church. And usually it's crowded because it's a very popular church. A lot of people go there. So the parking, it's a big parking lot, but usually the parking lot, you have to park like far, you know, far like in the field to get to the, to get inside for the service. Well, this day, I happened to pull up to the parking lot, and there was a park right at the front. That parking space was available to me. I just saw it, and it was empty, you know, and it was just maybe like a minute into the service because I was debating whether I should go or not. So it was like about a minute into the service. So I parked there. I get out of my car. I enjoy the service like it's nothing. I get in the car. I come home. I still cannot sleep because I have to write. I just want to write. And I end up writing this poem, and I was able to sleep actually after I wrote it. And it's called Suicidal Warfare, and I wrote it for anybody. Maybe you have a friend that took their own life or a family member or a loved one. Suicidal Warfare, this poem is, maybe you could relate to it, and that's the name of this poem. And it's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. Again, this is Suicidal Warfare. I'm sitting in this parking lot where a friend took his life. He left behind a beautiful wife. Life is like a game of chess. You must learn to progress, even if you're expected to pass life's test and manifest. Too much stress and duress, now his soul cannot rest in peace. Now that he is deceased, a permanent solution for a temporary problem. When life throws you bullets, you must learn to dodge them. Don't be afraid of your inner self. Stay focused on your health and not on your wealth. God will provide you with whatever you need. Don't get caught up by your inner greed. You must proceed to your final destination. Learn to love God without hesitation. Stay on your path because your pain doesn't last forever. It will pass just like bad weather. Hang your pride and sin on the cross. All is not lost because Christ paid the cost. As I stray, so I pray, yet I continue to struggle every single day. Life is not no child's play where the hunter can easily become the prey. If you're not moving forward, then you're getting pushed back. Your faith will help you keep you from falling off track as I continue surviving this spiritual attack. I feel such an urge as I continue to write. Life is not simply just black or white. It's a battle you fight from within. Like a fish out of water trying to breathe oxygen. Stop fighting and search deep in your soul. Let go and let God take complete control. A few years ago, my friend shot himself in the heart because his own life tore him apart. You will not last if you keep holding on to your past. In order to progress, you must detach. We create our own problems like an optical illusion, which causes mind pollution that prevents us from seeing the solution. My conclusion is our problems are just a mental delusion, causing mass confusion. Like a lost sheep, you must search deep. The answer you've been searching for is under your feet, yet we overthink, causing our minds to sink into deep depression, causing spiritual regression, leaving a negative impression on your soul's reflection. Today, I can't stop thinking about my friend, but God will forgive us all in the end. This next poem is, I want to like cut this, this next poem is written as a warning to you. I know that poem was kind of deep, but this poem is, this poem serves as a warning. It's called The Devil's Playground. And, I believe in order to explain this, I have to break the internet down like this. Okay. To understand this poem, the internet is broken down into layers, and the top layer is your Google, your Facebook, your social media, all that's the top layer. But you start getting down in the deeper layers. There's a place called the dark web, and you can get so deep into it, you know, a place you don't want to go. It's filled with viruses and all type of sick things. But this poem is about the dark web. Again, if you're curious, you know, you're going to ruin your computer if you know, somebody can easily hack you or put a virus on you. So I strongly recommend you. This poem wasn't meant to pique your curiosity and encourage you to actually try it. Actually, this is the opposite. This poem was to prevent you from trying it. I did some research for it, so you don't have to explore it. I tell about it in this poem, and it's called The Devil's Playground, a.k.a. The Dark Web. And again, this poem is a warning. If you're curious, just stay out of it. Just stay out of it. This could ruin your computer. It can ruin your life. It's a deep, dark web, and this poem is called The Devil's Playground. Deep inside the web is a place not deep inside the web, a place not meant to be found. It's called the dark web or the devil's playground. If you enter this world, there's a price to pay. If you meet the wrong person in the cannibal cafe, hell has been unleashed and the ashes have spread inside the hidden place called the dark web. God's presence disappears and is nowhere in sight. As you enter the darkness that swallows the light, inside the devil's playground is where God is dead, hidden deep inside the shadows of the dark web. This is the place where curious souls dwell, and a glimpse of the inside of hell, buried deep in the internet, is almost impossible to be found. And in order to access it, you must really search around. The place is hidden because it's forbidden. It shows the unspeakable sins of us living human beings. Enter the red room if you dare. Lit like death and bodies tortured linger everywhere. The dark web is like a bad dream, and you cannot control everything that pops up on your screen. Sometimes the hunter becomes a prey, and the images on your browser will never go away. The sick and twisted souls all unite inside all these unfiltered dark websites. The devil's playground where the legions roam. It is the virtual reality of the devil's kingdom. The gates of hell have been opened, and all our moral values have been broken. Deep inside the devil's playground, sin is all around, and the presence of God is nowhere to be found. The dark web is like a fascination, so much dark temptation, a total, complete abomination. Certain safeguards must be taken, and certain dark souls must never be awakened. The demons buried in hell have been earthly bound, inside the devil's playground. Just a click away and let your browser stray to a place where all the darkness secrets lay. Your mind may not comprehend exactly what you see, and the images will leave an impression for eternity. The outer limits of mankind have been tested, and the devil's work has infested our world. In this place where God's word is ignored, this is a warning to stay out of this hell, or you may become another dark story that this place will tell. Pain and torture is all you see, watching a soul breathe his last breath in agony. Take heed in the warning with the words that I spread, and stay far away from the dark web. All right, that poem is called The Devil's Playground, and that one, I guess it was more of my broad one, not, you know, really a deep one, not really a personal one. And you know what, this show is about personal. This is Spiritual Spoken Word 1 Hour, and we are coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, every Saturday. And you know what, this poem is called Hurtful Regrets, and I'm going to read it because I think everybody can relate to it. You know, the game of love isn't pretty sometimes, and our hearts get broken. And when our hearts get broken, a lot of emotions spill. And, you know, maybe we're not the same person we are. We lose our sanity for a moment there until we're able to capture again. And, you know, when I lose my sanity, I like to write. And that's when I come up with some of my best poems. This poem took me a while to actually release it, to make it public, release it to the public, you know, to let you guys in to perform it. It took me a while. I had to heal. And this was part of my way of healing through this. And this poem is very personal, and it's called Hurtful Regrets. And I got to get a drink of water before I can say it because my mouth is getting dry. So this poem is called Hurtful Regrets. I'm going to take a drink of water and read the poem. When we get hurt, we just want to hurt back. As we verbally attack, not thinking of the aftermath that our words cause. And in the process, we expose all our flaws, getting hurt without a real cause. As I pause, but her words were so sharp they cut like claws. She hurt me really good, but I wish that I could take back how I said some things. Sometimes emotions just get the best of us human beings. Words can really hurt as our mouths blurt out how we really feel. And in that sense, words can actually kill. I can't take back the words that came out of me, but the aftermath will leave a scar for eternity. Girl seems to come and go, way too fast or sometimes really slow, but the game of love sometimes deals me a blow. It hurts so bad, but I can't let it show. That it is her, I must emotionally let go. Losing her is real, and I can't help but feel that I got the short end of a raw deal. Hurtful regrets, the kind that can cause your emotions to go insane. After the storm, my heart will never be the same. Nobody wins in this type of love game. The only thing that remains is hurt and blame. Sometimes the past will make us blind. You must learn and do things different next time. If I could only have done things a different way and go back to yesterday so that I can replay and not put my heart out on display. I opened myself up way too much, I have to say. I can't see that it was never meant to be. And all these emotions were submerged mentally. Physically, there was no attraction, no chemistry reaction. I said some things, but that was really how I feel. Telling the truth and being real. And with my mouth, I had to seal our fate. As her love towards me now turns into hate. Hurtful regrets just flowing through my mind. The lessons learned will flow throughout time. A hurtful regret, saying words that I wish I could forget, telling her things that she isn't ready to hear yet. Every time a hurtful regret will occur, I cannot stand seeing what it has done to her. Words can be like missiles that explode and cause pain. Once they are said, things will never be the same. One hurtful regret that remains in my head. Yet I did mean every word that I said. My heart fell dead as bad feelings spread through my head. But God pulled me out of that negative. I just didn't mean all my words to come out that way. And for that, a guilty conscience I must pay. I get down on my knees and pray and let God take all my hurtful regrets away. That poem is called Hurtful Regrets, obviously. Yeah, that one was a tough poem. It took me a while to do. And you know what, man? We're kind of doing roughing things up a little bit. Let's do things a little light. I'm going to lighten up with this poem. This poem, I'm just doing it because I like the rhymes on it. Well, it's also deep, of course. But this poem is called Unstable. And I wrote about 2 years ago, but I got to take some water first, man.
All right.
Okay, wait. Well, what's this here? All right. Life can be ironic and shake you up like a tectonic plate, causing an emotional earthquake. Before you reincarnate and two, another state, as I live life up to my capability, standing tall through life instability. We all see through a different perspective. We all live for a different objective. You have to be selective when choosing your bad path. Bad times do not last. You must learn to survive the wrath. Live every moment like it's your last. Learn to break free from the chains of your past. As my mind begins this spiritual elevation, raising above the constellation, preserving this earth for the next generation. We are all God's creation. Every moment is a gift, yet my soul continues to drift through time. The love of God just feels so divine. Always searching, trying to find my way back home, constantly searching for God's kingdom. With gravity hold me back, yet my problems begin to stack so high, as I'm living a lie as time passes by. This world can be hurtful and cold, as our common sense starts to erode. I feel like an empty gun getting ready to explode, and all my emotions, now I have to mentally reload. Trying to get past all my confusion, all this physical success is just an illusion. It's a distraction. Rather, I must take action. Like a math fraction, we all divide. Life has taken each one of us for a different ride. Today, a life was taken away. The earth is only a temporary place to stay. Yet, there is another life that God will create, made out of love, yet born from hate. The sins of this world corrupts our soul, as your innocence gets swallowed by life's black hole. There are things that you cannot control. We are only half, but through God, you're a whole. You must continue to stand tall, because it's easy to fall, but in the end, you can't have it all. Nothing can withstand the hands of time. You can either move forward or get left behind. Life is like a game of chess, a complicated process, and only through God can you spiritually progress. God can help you clean up all your mess, but you have to think carefully before you move next. Today, life has dealt me a blow, so I let go and let God take complete control. You know what? My voice is about to go, so excuse me for 1 minute. I got to take some water. You know what? It's about actually... Let me take a little break. It's about time we go to a break. Hold on. Let me tell you about this poem real quick. This poem I'm going to put on now, I believe that, you know, love can be so strong. You can create a bond so strong that when you reincarnate, that love that can reincarnate and follow two souls to a different lifetime and they reconnect, you know, like maybe – when they're together one lifetime, you know, they learn a lot of lessons, but then, you know, they need to learn some more lessons and they can learn it together. And, you know, through their love is so strong, you know, they have such a close connection to God that the love follows them as they're learning these different lessons together in life. And that's what this poem is about. It's called Reincarnated Love. And come on, guys, true love, I believe true love will never die. And this song is based on it, and we'll be back with more so after this.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids, and in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, be tapping right into your memory bank. Sank. So click the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fasten. Trunk rattling, like 2 minutes in the back seat rattling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASSA? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASSA?
I like the way you move.
You know, the day that I found God was the best day of my life. I could compare it to like finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow and wanting to share that gold with everyone. I call this poem, Through the Eyes of God. Let me grab a pen and paper so my words could shoot out like a vapor. I'm a poetry creator, a reality escaper. I can't begin to define the end of rhyme, the end of time in a rhyme, but that's fine. Can you imagine this surprise? Seeing the world through God's eyes, looking through a glass box, seeing everyone as you stare and glare. They know you're watching, but just don't care. You know everyone and everything, for you are the ultimate king. I can't even begin. And I see this world through sin. Bound to fight, I just can't seem to win. This earth spinning out of control, lost in darkness like a lost eternal soul. Imagine if time did not exist, seeing all the truth and all the realness. Would I ever be able to rest or handle the stress if I could see as far as the east meets the west? I obey, yet I continue to stray in dismay as we drift our separate way. If God were here, what would he say? So I pray every day and listen to what God has to say. If I were God, my words would shoot out like thunder. People would wonder and treat others like we treat our own mother. If I would just listen instead of reminiscing and being stuck in a bubble, I would get out and fix all the trouble. Our hands weren't built for wounding. They were designed for healing, just like our hearts are made for feeling. Our bodies weren't designed to hold a grudge, just like our minds were not created to judge. Imagine being God for just one day. It must be hard watching this world waste away and decay, watching people stray farther away, unorganized and in disarray. I wonder exactly what God would say. He sent his son down here to earth. We murdered him, yet celebrate his birth. What was his life really worth? To me, it meant something. Yet to others, it means nothing. I could see God's fingerprints all over the place. My love for him gives me grace. Yet I see him in every space. I could see him right now in your face. That poem is called Through the Eyes of God. And, you know, like I was saying, the game of love can be unpredictable. It can be, you know, it can be good to some, but it can be rough. And this poem goes out to anybody. This goes out to anybody that has it rough in the love game, whether you're a girl or guy, you could relate to this. Maybe a girl broke your heart. Maybe a guy broke your heart. Whatever the case may be, maybe you could relate to this poem. And this is for anyone that ever got hurt in the love game. And this poem is called The Love Game. I'm going to take a quick drink of water because my throat's dry so I can bring this poem to you. And I'll get right there. Hold on. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder. If love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale, only time will tell as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's fate take our souls away. Like water flowing down the petal of a rose, connected together, our two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful, like a clear autumn day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole if you let your emotions take complete control. The passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to a knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I've waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guards in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something that we all must play. But things don't always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. Love is not just a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationship every single day. Sometimes in the love game, you have to wait and see. We're finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something you can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I met my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I found her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate. Trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes. And I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play. And if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day. That poem is called The Love Game. And man, I got to take a drink of water after that. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, live from Orlando, Florida, every Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 8 o'clock. I'm so humbled to be on this wonderful network. Spiritually Reincarnated is a show, and I'm also the author of my book. It's out in bookstores now. Just go to eBay. You can get on there, or any Barnes & Noble store, or just Google up and like our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, Spiritually Reincarnated on Facebook. The more likes I get, the better. So make sure to check us out there. Plus, if you want to get in contact with me, that's the best way. Go up on our webpage, send me a message. You got a poem, you want my feedback, I'll send it. I'll give you feedback. That's probably the best way to contact me. Let's see, am I forgetting anything? Oh, yeah, YouTube. Check me out on YouTube. Type in my name, Gilbert Sines. Last name, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, E as in everyone, N as in Nancy, and Z as in Zebra. Type me up on YouTube to check out my performances. And I think we only really got one time for one more love poem. But I want to thank you again for joining me. This is the 1 hour of the day where we just enjoy poetry. 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. What poem should I do? What love poem? You know what? I got a love poem here. I wrote along a while ago. I can end us with that. I know I still got more time. I just want to talk about my album for a second. I'm working on an album. I have poetry to music. I work on my producer named Bryce Woodson. He's in Texas now. Give him a shout out. He's putting together. We got like half of it. He has half of it done. I already recorded everything, so just waiting for the music part. And I have one video out. It's on the Jerry Royce Network. They're filming it. I think you got Positive 21 Christian Radio Network. They're filming my video. I think they got 24-hour where they film like videos, music videos. But my poetry video is on there, so I invite you to check it out. But check me out on YouTube. I'll be posting my video up soon on YouTube as well, too. So check me out and check out my the fan page, and I think I'll probably post that up there before anywhere else. I'll post up my video on the fan page, so you guys be the first ones to check it out. Again, welcome you. You know, I'm a poet. Without you, my audience, I'd just be nothing but words. I'd just be words that flow throughout time. You know, as long as somebody's listening, that's the reason why I wrote this book, and I want to thank you. Like I said, join me here every Saturday. I try and lighten up the mood a little bit towards the end of the show because I always do one for the ladies out there. Yeah, that's right, ladies. I do not forget about you, so I always do a poem for you. So this will be the last poem, and this is for all the ladies out there. I want to get my voice 100% for this last poem, so I'm going to drink some more water. God bless everybody. Be safe out there. Man, let me drink the water, not choke on it. God, everybody be safe out there. God is watching over us all, and he's keeping us safe. Us Christians, I just want to say something before closing the show. You know, I believe in Christ. The day I found Christ changed my life forever. And I'll never forget the peace and the love I felt once I accepted him. And as Christians, we have to live by Christ. You know, we have big shoes to fulfill. And you know what? Sometimes we got to look past our political beliefs or whatever and look at what does God want. And you know what? We're a reflection of Jesus Christ. It's about time we act like it. It's about time we speak like it. And for God's sake, it's about time that we treat the other human being with the respect that they deserve to be, because that's what God wants. He made us all equal, and it's about time we start treating each other as equal too and stop getting torn apart by this clown we have in the White House. And anyways, I'm going to end this poem for all the ladies out there to lighten up the mood a little bit. This is called Everlasting Love. Come on, guys, join us too, because this poem, I mean, I always do it for the ladies because I'm single still, but I want you to enjoy it as well too. You know what? As long as you're listening, thank you very much, and I'm going to close you out with a good poem, and this is a good poem called Everlasting Love. It's that sensation that I get every time I get lost in her eyes. Her love runs through my veins, making my heart come alive. The reflection from her soul lightens up my day. Deep inside of her takes all my problems away. Everlasting love that exceeds our expectations. Our love is stronger than all temptations. Her voice echoes my name every time she speaks. Her love takes me higher above the mountain peaks. Her heart is like it's made out of gold, and our love gets stronger as we both grow old. Everlasting love that is here to stay. The type of love that carries my heart every single day. Her love feels like a hot summer day. And no matter what happens, her love will never fade away. She is the type of girl that wants everything in life. The girl that was eventually destined to be my wife. Sometimes in our life, love just comes out of the blue. It's so hard to find that special person that is just right for you. Living every day, just trying to achieve my fate. Then, out of nowhere, appears my soulmate. Everlasting love, as we both reunite. She stalks my dreams every single night. How can I fall in love with you, but how can I not? The moment I saw you, my heart couldn't stop. The feelings that I have for her will not go away. My heart echoes her name every single day. When she is around, I can feel the connection. And when she puts her arms around me, I can feel her affection. She is like an angel flying out of the sky. We both spread our wings together and learn how to fly. Two Roman souls united by their love. She consists of all the things that my dreams are made of. Everlasting love ingrained deep in my heart. Neither time nor anything can tear us apart. Before we met, I was just chasing a dream. As our love flows together like water flowing down a stream. A love that was destined by our fate. And it will still transcend after we both reincarnate. Like a tsunami bursting out of the sea. Her love stole my heart and totally conquered me. Our love both drifting in the current of time. As the essence of our love just feels so divine. Like a pearl getting swept away by the open sea. Our love floats in the tide for eternity. Everlasting love drifting deep in the sea. The spark of her love will always shine upon you.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I fall, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing on.
I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I fall. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.